Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. So we have a weekly rhythm that we follow, where every Monday we introduce an idea for the week, every Tuesday we study it in the Bible, every Wednesday we see how that changes and transforms our thinking, Thursdays we try to apply and live out what we've learned. Friday is a day for prayer and reflection. Saturday is a day for rest, and then Sunday's a day for community, especially Christian community. If you live in the east end of the GTA, around Ajax, then I'd invite you to join us for a brand new Christian community we've started called Redeemer Church's Family Room. It's a great church where people of all ages worship and learn together in one space, in teachings that are tied to the daily challenges you're watching right now. For more information, you should visit redeemerajax.ca. Now, right now, we're in a series called Jesus Is. Builds on a series we did in the fall up to Christmas, where we were doing what God is. We were learning about God from God's different characteristics that we could learn from different stories in the Bible. It ended with God is here, that God actually came to earth as Jesus. So that's right where this series picks up. Who is this Jesus who is actually God in the flesh here on earth? So this week we're going to be studying Jesus is God. We're going to learn about how Jesus, although he was a human being, looked like a human being, lived a real human life, was actually the God of the universe come to us in human flesh. Now, this is something we've looked at a little bit. Christmas, naturally, we talked about this last week. We talked about how Jesus is human. But now, this week, Jesus is God. And we're going to look at one of these classic passages, a beautiful poetic passage in the Bible that describes that. But first of all, just to give us a little sense of why this was a surprise, I want to tell you a story about when I was in university. And I had an exam coming up for an electronics class. And it was a class that I needed to put a fair bit of studying effort into. And usually midterms were in the evening, so I thought I came up with a pretty good plan. I was going to study all day for this exam. I'd even skip class so I could study, and do a really good job on this exam. So I did that. I studied hard all day, congratulating myself on my good sense in prioritizing and using my time efficiently. Well, later that day, one of my housemates came home and rudely interrupted my studying to ask, "Hey, how'd it go?" I just kind of replied, "Well, how did what go?" "The exam. How was the midterm? I didn't see you there." My heart sank as I realized that the midterm wasn't actually in the evening, it was in class. And while I was madly studying everything I could about this topic, I missed the exam entirely. It was well advertised, it was in the syllabus, I should have known, all the signs were there. Surely the prof had said it at some point in the week before, but I was oblivious. I was so busy studying for the event that I missed it. All that work I'd been preparing for was apparently for nothing, and now I had to go and plead to the professor for a second chance to write that exam or just do something. Wasn't exactly the day that I'd had planned. How did this go wrong? What happened? Well, it happens. We can get so consumed in looking for things and studying things that we actually miss them when they're right in front of us. And this week we're going to talk about how humanity missed it when God was standing right in front of them. Many of them looking for God missed that he actually stood in front of them and spoke to them. But first, maybe you have a story like this. Here's a question for you to discuss with some friends, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who you can share our challenges with. Here's your question. What important meeting, event, or exam have you missed that should have been obvious? What happened? What bailed you out? Well, I hope you'll discuss and share that story with somebody else. Have a great one. I'll see you tomorrow.